It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Adam Reamer has graduated from Galesburg High School, graduated from Augustana, went on to get a second bachelor's degree at McNally Smith School of Music in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and he has gone on and working in the music industry. He's done a lot of interesting things in his career thus far, and just a young man still, and he joins us this morning. Adam, thanks for joining us. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on. I can't believe you guys just played Linkin Park on WGIL.
I know. Hey, you know what? We got to start somewhere, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I had mentioned when I first called you, because it's early. You're out in the LA area, so it's just about 20 till 7 there. And I was saying, well, how in the heck are you so awake already? Tell us how you were so awake. We'll have listeners that are interested in how.
This is the God's honest truth. My mom came out a couple weeks ago, and when she comes out, she knows that I need a fresh bag of innkeeper's coffee. So I'm enjoying a fresh roasted innkeeper's as we speak.
There you go. There you go. Not only area wide, but nationwide as well. Enjoying innkeepers in LA. How about that? That's pretty
absolutely
cool. Well, Adam, let's start about kind of your upbringing here in Galesburg. Obviously, you had an interest in music probably through your father. What, as far as growing up, were you involved? Did you do a lot of choir or theater stuff at all growing up?
My dad and my mom always encouraged me in really whatever I wanted to do. They forced me to take piano lessons against my will when I was probably first or second grade.
I did that too. You're not alone.
I they made me do it. They said I'd be better for it. I didn't believe them. They were right as always. And then I always wanted to play the drums. And so one summer or one Christmas, I got drums for Christmas. And that summer I took drum lessons. And it kind of exploded from there. I played drums. I played drums for Choral Dynamics, which my dad directed when I got to high school, which gave me my first paycheck, which I bought a guitar with. And then in high school, I started a band with a couple of my friends, and that's really when I knew music was what I wanted to do. So
from that point, it's always interesting for us to find out how you get involved with something like Park. What was your progression once you got done with high school to going on this tour with them?
I initially started out studying political science at St. Ambrose University. I was there for like a year. I was like, nah, this isn't really for me. I transferred to Augustana, studying political science again. After 2 years, I thought, this isn't really for me, and I had to make this dreaded phone call to my dad after my political theory class that I sat in, and I go, I have no idea what's going on right now. And I call my dad my junior year of college that he had been paying for with my mom, and said, Dad, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to work in music. And my dad, being my dad, sent me an email 20 minutes later when I got back to my dorm with all these music schools. So that's great. Let's go visit these schools this weekend. And that weekend, we drove up to Minnesota and visited this school called McNally Smith. And I left Augustana and started there a few months later, and then got my bachelor's degree. While I was there, I moved out to LA for the summer and interned at a small independent record label. When I moved back to Minnesota to finish my degree, I was working with a band for a little bit out of Philadelphia. Then I worked for free, and then I just started cold calling record labels, tiny small record labels, and saying, hey, I'm a college student, I would love to help you for free, what can I do? So I helped out this record label in Buffalo for a little bit, I helped out this record label in the UK for a little bit, and then by the time I graduated I had a nice resume, so I moved out to LA with no job, just thinking, I'll give it a shot, see what happens, sent my resume around all over the place, and this marketing company was hiring an assistant. I didn't know what they were, what they did. I just was like, I just want to get paid right now, because I have never been paid in the music industry. So I got called back for an interview. I went in, and that's when I learned they were a marketing company owned by the band Linkin Park. So I started off as an assistant there, and they used to work in all sorts of with films and other artists and all that kind of stuff, but I really gravitated towards the Linkin Park side. They did a lot of Linkin Park marketing and ran their fan club, and ran all the band's social media and did strategic marketing, and I really gravitated towards that. And so eventually I was doing Linkin Park full-time, only working on them. And then a couple years ago, I started going on tour with them. I did all their social media from the road. I ran their fan club. We did meet and greets every night. We used to do these day-long events called summits that I helped put together with the band. And it kind of took me all over the world for about 2 years. Which was an unbelievable experience. So,
you know, one thing, we're talking with Adam Reamer. He's a Galesburg High School graduate working for Warner Brothers Music in the L.A. area now. And people don't realize this, that, you know, some people that start in radio don't finish necessarily in radio. We like to talk to people who've gone on and done maybe better things. And Adam is one of those. You actually spent a little time working here part-time doing running the board for some Cardinal games and that type of thing.
My first job ever in the music industry was working at the radio station there for Brian Prescott, and I did all sorts of stuff. I did I had to listen through Cardinals games. Oh boy, all my Cubs were on, and I ran the board at Laser while Eric was out doing remotes, and I did that for about a year, and it was really my first job in the music industry. So,
well, just to tell you, just to tell you how things have changed a little bit. Of course, we do still have the Cardinals, and it's pretty much all automated now. You don't have to the people that sit in here do that don't have to do all that much during that time. But Eric is now doing mornings on our country station FM 95. Can you believe that?
I've heard that. I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I go, he must have got a haircut.
Yep. As the who was it? Was it George Thorogood that sang the song "Get a Haircut and Get a Real Job"? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
talking with Adam Reamer, Galesburg High School graduate, who is currently working for Warner Brothers Records. Now, you talked about the fact, and well, let me ask you this: coming out of college, I know you do have a musical background. You had a band. You played the guitar. You played drums. What were your aspirations when you had gone to the music school? Were you still interested in performance, or were you more interested in the business side?
No, you know what's funny is the last gig my band ever played, we played actually at Illinois College. This was like my sophomore year of college, I think, and we got back together for one last show, and we played, and we actually opened for the band Fall Out Boy before anyone knew who they were, and it might have been the best thing we ever did because we were awful and they blew us out of the water. And I knew right then I am not going to be a performer. I need to go into some other part of the music industry because I'm just not going to cut it here. So I knew I wanted to do something in the business side, or maybe I thought for a little bit maybe I would work, you know, in engineering at a recording studio. And the business side just kind of fell in my lap, kind of. It just kind of seemed right, and I felt like I was good at it, so that's kind of how I ended up there.
Well, and so you're a testament to getting out there and scattering seed everywhere, because it sounds like you really knocked on as many doors as you could to try and get that breakthrough and make things happen for you when this first started.
I did, and a lot of it was just, I think, ignorance. I didn't really think about it. I just said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to email people, and I don't know if I'm supposed to do this. I don't know how you do this. I've never known anyone who's actually done this before, so I'll just kind of figure it out myself. And I have interns all the time that I tell, you know, you just got to show up and be good, and if you want it bad enough, you know, you can figure out a way to work in this industry. It's really not that hard if you try and you're good and you're dedicated.
Well, I know that's the thing. In talking with you and emailing back and forth when I first contacted you, because my daughter is kind of interested. She's majoring in music business and contemporary music. And, you know, I said, I need some advice for her. And that's, you know, one of the things you said, that there are jobs out there. You just have to want them, and you have to go out and find them in the music business.
Yeah. I mean, I think I sent my resume to 60 places when I first moved out here, and I think I got 2 callbacks. And, you know, it was frustrating, but at the same time, again, I was just really ignorant. That I was just like, oh, something will come up. It did. So I guess, like, maybe that is the case. I don't think it was till later on that I was like, boy, I don't know what I was thinking moving out here without a job and getting an apartment and having rent, and I don't know what I was thinking. But you know what? It all worked out, and things are good now. So.
Well, not only we talked about the fact you traveled around the world with the band Linkin Park. I mean, you saw places you probably never dreamed that you would see in your lifetime.
I to this day, honestly, I'll sit back and go, did I really go to South Africa for 2 weeks with Linkin Park? Was I really in? I mean, we did the European tour a couple years ago, and I was in places like Romania and I went to Moscow. Like, I never would think I would go to Moscow in a million years, but I went, and I've been to New Zealand and Tokyo, and it was incredible. It's something I never in a million years thought I would do, but one of the best experiences of my life for sure. And you know, the great thing about working for a band like that is they take really good care of you on the road. So I'm staying at hotels that I will never probably stay at again. And you know, traveling, I just show up to the airport and there's someone waiting to pick me up, and I go to a hotel, and it's just like, it's unbelievable. It's long days. There was a stretch there. We were in, I think, Austria, Poland, and Russia, 3 days in a row, 3 shows in a row, and we weren't taking buses. We were flying to each show. We had chartered planes, and we didn't sleep for 3 days, and it was the longest 3 days, and by the time we were in Moscow, it was pouring rain and muddy, and we all wanted to go home, but it was an experience I'll never forget for sure.
Yeah, so that part, at least at this point, Adam, is pretty well behind you. Do you ever envision being a part of that again, or have you kind of settled into the business side and more the staying home these days?
Oh, I got married a year ago. I bought a house a year ago. I've got a dog. I think my days of going on tour and traveling that much are probably behind me. I know a lot of guys. You know, a lot of roadies, they'll get married and buy houses and they'll do it. And I don't know how they do it. It was definitely tough. My last trip with them, I went to New Zealand a year ago after, it was a month after I got my house. And it was strange because I was like, I don't want to go. I just bought my house. And then I'm thinking, they're trying to send you to New Zealand, Adam. Go and enjoy it. But I just got my house. I don't want to. So it was, you know, I'm happy being home.
Well, talk a little bit about what it is you're doing now. You're working for Warner Brothers Records now. What part of the business are you in now?
Yeah, I worked for Warner about a year ago. I made the move over to Warner Brothers Records. I worked for Linkin Park for like 5.5 years and decided it was time for a change. And Warner Brothers is actually in Linkin Park's record label, so it was a nice little transition. I actually still get to work with Linkin Park. We're putting out a new album on June 17th, which is exciting to be a part of on this side. And I do interactive marketing, so anything that touches online, digital marketing. I work with a whole range of artists, Linkin Park being my biggest, down to a couple smaller artists, developing artists, an artist called The Wild Feathers, and who's absolutely unbelievable. And then we've got a bunch of other great artists on our label. We just put out the new Black Keys. You know, we've got Green Day, which is one of my all-time favorite bands. So it's interesting being on this side of things for sure.
Geographically, you live right in L.A. Do you have to fight a lot of traffic to and from work every day, Adam?
I lived in L.A. proper for 5 years or so. I lived all over the place down there, and then I moved out to a suburb called Santa Clarita, which is, I don't know, 35, 45 minutes away from like L.A., downtown L.A., and it's the suburbs, and I can go to Target on like a Saturday and get the second parking spot, which is the greatest thing ever. Something being from Galesburg, I really miss. And my commute's not bad. Warner Brothers is in Burbank, so it takes me about 35, 40 minutes. So it's not awful. Could be a lot worse.
All right. Well, Adam, we're just about out of time here. I guess your suggestion for any young people coming out of high school, if they're around the area, they're interested in getting into the music business, I guess the big thing is just persevere.
Persevere and get internships, and it's all about experience. And people ask all the time, how do you get an internship? I'm like, people want people to work for them for free. That's how you do it. Just ask to work for somebody, and they'll let you.
All right. There you go. Adam, we want to thank you for taking the time this morning. I know it's early out there, but you got your innkeeper's coffee, so it's all good, right?
That's absolutely.
All right. Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate your time. Keep us updated on what's happening in your life, okay?
I will do. Thank you very much, Tom.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.